So, my loves, you have a special, special treat today. We have a bonus guided meditation. I felt called in this moment to offer this practice. So, take a moment to find a comfortable, sweet, laying down position. You can be on the bed, floor, couch, perhaps have your legs up on pillows or lifting up on the wall to just let your legs completely be supported and your low back as well. Give you a moment here to organize your sweet body to rest and let go of the day. And this is a practice to guide you into a place where you can notice where your expression can move more freely. Because I've noticed through years of self-study that when I do not express my desires, my needs, my emotions, my resistances, what happens is that it gets stuck in my physical body. And if you just took a deep or sigh, or you really felt that resonate with you, then this is a go-to practice to return to again and again to find your way out of those blockages, the physical blockage. Because what happens is over time, what's not being digested emotionally and expressed begins to lodge up in the body. And then what happens is that we are less radiant because we have these places that are dense and we can't fully shine from that place. The more magnetic you wish to be, there's a direct proportion to the amount of space and lightness you have in your body. And I'm not talking about physical weight in a sense of, okay, so if you're, you know, if you're feeling overweight, then you can't be radiant. It's not that at all. It's the amount of physical density, right, that gets stuck in the body, and over time it may manifest as bloating or constipation or excess weight in certain areas. And this is something to be aware of and then very gentle with, because the physical body does not respond with self-hatred or self-loathing. And this is a very important topic I feel called to touch upon right away, which is why this bonus meditation has landed itself into day one. Because this is a very important topic near and dear to my heart, and a meditation I'm so excited to share with you as a go-to so you can consistently let go of those resistances to expressing yourself. We can move the energy, we can move the emotions. And throughout this time together, we'll learn how to express with more and more grace and more fluidity. So the emotions and the energy and the words can flow. And they flow as art. They start to become your alchemy. They start to be transmuted into your work, into your gifts, into your passions, rather than into expression that just loops or cycles. And you know what I mean, in your personal lives when I mention that, right? If our energy in expression is being used to loop a pattern in a relationship, for example, or in work, if you are constantly in the same loop and your expression, your sacred life force is being used for something that doesn't really light you up, then there is no capacity to use that sacred expression for what really does light you up. So let's take a moment in this meditation to resolve these places within ourselves that have gotten a little bit, let's say, dense. And as you breathe here, notice those places in your body, in your physical body, where that energy can move more. And I am inviting you here in your sacred space, in this temple of your body, to sigh your exhale out. And as you sigh your breath out, please let this sigh be a deep expression of your release. And I invite you to continue these breaths, gently inviting spaciousness into your body, into your temple, your home, the space within you that is ready for her fullest expression. Softening into that breath, into the embodiment of who you are today, right here. And gently breathing life and space, compassion. And with your next breath in, invite your body to open, to expand, inviting spirit to flow through you. And then your next exhale, a softening into the support of the bed or the surface in which you are resting upon. And there you are. In this conscious, connected breath, I invite you to stay here for some time and recognize what is moving inside of you today.